are about to begin Simen Shin Yud Aleph. We're up to Sif Aleph. Now, up until now, we were dealing with the heter of Tiltul Min Hatzad. In this Simen, although the Mechaber calls it Tiltul Min Hatzad, we are beginning with the halachas of what's called Tiltul Ayedei Davar Acher. Namely, that Chazal were matir, in the case of Kavar Abrius, they were matir carrying something by putting a Dvar Heter on top of it. What is that? So let's see. Sif Aleph, Meis Shemutal B'mokum Sheyorei Olav Mipnei Hadleika. The case was that someone passed away on Shabbos, or before Shabbos, and the body is sitting in a place where it may get burnt. The building's on fire, Chalila. Im Yesh Kikar O Tinok Metaltalo Al Yedehem. If you can place either a child or a slice of bread, a loaf of bread, that's a kikar. You put bread or a tinok on it. Chazal were matar carrying it, agav the tinok or the bread. Chazal were matar carrying the mace. The reason they did this was because of kavod hames. Vim ein lo kikar o tinok. What if there is no kikar or tinok around? Im yesh lo shtei mitos. If you have two beds. So there, if the mace is on one bed and you have two beds, so what you do is you turn over the mattress so that the mace will roll onto the next one, and then you do it back on the first, and you keep going back and forth, moving the beds each time in a way that you're going to get the mace out of the house. So this is a case of tiltul min hatzad, and Chazal were matter that. Let's go just a little further. And if you have neither of them, then you're allowed to actually be metaltal the mace biyadayim. Now, why is this? So the halacha is like this. For the sake of saving the mace, because we are afraid that a person is gonna get all mixed up, he's gonna panic when he sees that there's a body that's about to burn, and we're afraid that he's gonna put out the fire. Because of that, Chazal were matir, but they were only matir in a way that is causing the least chilul Shabbos. So the first thing they tell you to do is put a kikar or a tinok on it. So agav the bread or the tinok, you're moving the mace. If you don't have that, then you're allowed to do tiltul min hatzad by rolling the mace from one bed to another. If not, they were actually matir tiltul biyodayim in order to save the mace as a gzera that you're going to put out the fire. Now, if in a case where the mace was mace on Erev Shabbos, and it was on a mita, and you expected to leave the mace there, so the mita becomes a basis of davar aser, and tiltul min hatzad is not going to be mutter. In fact, even if the mace comes off the bed at that point, the mita would later remain aser. So, what Chazal were matter, although progressively it's got to be as little a chil Shabbos as possible, but because of Odom Bohul Al Mesa, we're afraid that a person will panic, Chazal were matter to prevent you from doing a Maisa Kibui. Says the Mechaber, V'chol Ze Ba'osa Rishus. That's only in the same Rishus. You're not allowed to carry the mace out to a different Rishus because of the Dleika. Now, this is not so pashut. In Siv Beis, we're going to learn a machlokis. If you're allowed to take a mace out to another Rishus, for example, another Rishus Hayochid that didn't make an Erev, or into a Carmelis, which is a Rishus HaRabim D'Rabbanan. There's also a machlokis there. If they were Materit, was that Dafka by way of a Kikur V'Tinuk? Or are you better off without a kikar v'tinuk because you're carrying the kikar v'tinuk also? Lemaisa, the shaila is what exactly does the Mechaber mean over here when he says only in osa rishus? So some learn pshat that what the Mechaber means to say is that if it's not an osa rishus, you're going to have to learn sif beis. And you'll see that there's all machlokis and you'll see his hachra. Others learn that no, in sif beis, the chshash is kavod abrius. There's a machlokis. In Sif Aleph, the issue is Odom Bohul Al Meso. Here, where he's afraid of the mace actually burning. Here, it seems that Chazal were matter Chazal were not matter into another Rishus because of Adam Bol al Mamono, because there's no real problem of Kavod HaBriyos over here. Whereas in Siv Beis, there is a problem of Kavod HaBriyos. Lahalacha, the Bir Halacha is Machriya Lahakil. He says, even in Siv Beis, the Mechaber holds Lahakil. Certainly over here, we'd be Makel. And the Halacha, therefore, is that if necessary, you can even take the mace out to a different Rishus or a Carmelis. So the first halacha was the halacha of Adam Bohul al Meso, where there's a shash that the body will get burnt. Now the Mechaber says, Meis hamutl b'chama. What if the mace is not in a place where it'll get burnt, but the sun's shining down on it, so it's going to begin decomposing at a more rapid rate, and will end up having a foul odor. So that's a question of kavod hames. Metaltalo mechama letzel ba'osu reshus ayidei kikur v'tinok. You're allowed to move it mechama letzel in that reshus by way of a kikur v'tinok. V'mein lo kikur v'tinok lo yitaltalenu klal afil lofcha mimita lamita. Here they will not be matur tiltum and atzad. The tiltum and atzad shmei tiltul, because tiltum and atzad letzorok dover aser is aser. It was only when there's a shash that you're going to put out the fire there chazal were mekel. But over here, with just a matter of kavod hames, chazal would not mekel. Now, the mashmas again is that to another reshus, it's going to be aser. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's the sheet is a Rambam, but la halacha will see in Siv Beis that the Mechaber paskins like Rashi, and the halacha is even to another reshus, you're allowed to carry him.